As part of one of the sessions, Chinese State Councilor Yang Jieqi says any new relationship dynamic has to be modeled on mutual respect. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State William Burns has suggested the two countries need to look beyond the concept of historical conflict. Meanwhile, Yang Jieqi says the Chinese government believes a set of international norms needs to be adopted when it comes to cybersecurity. He's suggesting a multinational platform such as the United Nations might be the best place to bring this idea up. At the same time, Yang Jieqi also says the Chinese government is willing to talk about human rights with other countries, as long as the discussions are based on the principle of equality and non-interference. On the economic and trade front, Chinese and U.S. authorities have agreed to start substantive discussions about the China-U.S. bilateral investment treaty as soon as possible. Chinese Commerce Minister Gao Hucheng.
I feel that behind the issues and concerns of both sides, there is a common purpose, which is to try to find ways to use and mitigate differences and barriers we currently face in our trade and investment relations in order to improve bilateral commercial relations and encourage two-way investment.
High-ranking economic and trade officials from both countries have discussed a wide range of topics, including the BIT negotiations, intellectual property rights, and investment. Leading officials from 20 different departments and ministries on both sides have taken part in this year's SNED. China and the United States have been holding the annual strategic and economic dialogue since 2009, when U.S. President Barack Obama came to power. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.